Track 24. Unit 12. Listening 1. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hello, my name's Nina Christie and I'm here today to talk to you about the work I do, which is taking photographs of wildlife, mainly here in Britain and Africa, and also India when I'm lucky enough to get a job there. I'll start by saying that I get lots of inquiries from young people asking whether it's possible to make a living as a wildlife photographer. And yes, it is, but it's becoming an increasingly competitive world. And so if you want it to work out as a long-term career, you need real determination in the tough times, not to mention a really good business sense. A love of nature isn't going to be enough, not if you want to pay the bills. Nowadays, I tend to take on projects that are located in places where I've already done a lot of work. So, for example, some of the big national parks in Africa. Over the years, I've built up a good relationship with the local authorities there, so it's relatively easy for me to get the right permits to work off-road and after hours, for example. That definitely gives me the edge over other photographers. So, before I go on a trip, there's quite a bit to sort out. Booking guides and vehicles, that sort of stuff. And the other thing that you absolutely have to do in terms of research is decide which animals you're going to photograph and then study their behaviour. So, I'll spend time reading up on them or watching anything available on film. So yeah, doing some groundwork really helps when it comes to predicting how the subject's going to move and react. I know some of you will be keen to know what camera equipment I use, and I've brought along some lenses and filters to show you, but we'll do that a bit later. Anyway, over the years, I've learnt through experience that it's also worth packing some basic forms of medicine. If you're wading through swamps or lying in long grass, you're bound to end up being attacked by leeches or ticks or some other creepy crawly. It's all in a day's work. I'd like to explain a little bit about my own personal attitude to photography. For me, I think that every time I take a photograph, that photograph is a means of capturing a real event. I'd rather spend a long time in the field waiting for the shots I want than come back to the studio and get the perfect image through digital manipulation. Having said that, what you don't want to do is only regard your subject through a lens. It's important to look at the animal or bird with your own eyes and see what's going on around it, what it's reacting to. If you don't, there's a danger that you put up a barrier, or rather it's the camera that does this, and you'll actually be isolated from your subject and you won't see the other photographic opportunities around you. Mainly it's animals and birds, as I said, that I focus on, and sometimes a landscape shot, but very rarely human subjects. My reason for this, I suppose, is that all too often I see tourists snapping away and they haven't even asked permission first. That's something I always do, if and when I do want to take a photograph, say, of the tour guides or local people. It's common courtesy. One other reason that I focus on wildlife photography is that I think it can help with people's awareness of environmental issues. If you want to do something to help save an endangered species, a picture is a good way to bring it to public attention. Over the last few years, I've worked for free for a couple of organisations involved in schemes connected to conservation, and my images have appeared on their websites and publications. It's the least I can do, I suppose.